This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a good one. We're going to lead with winners here. I know that sounds good to you, Brian. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion over there. He's ready for draft season. He's taking notes. He's watching film, and he's bringing you the best coverage in the world here live on 105.3 The Fan all draft season. Of course, it's NFL free agency season. We got a lot of news to talk to you about there. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Woolchuck and Shea follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. Yes, I think the most exciting thing is Jacob DeGrom's spring debut was just sensational on Saturday, wasn't he, Woolchuck?
He was brilliant. It also was nice to see Wyatt out there, but I think he was just reminding everybody, when healthy, there's no question who the GOAT of all current Major League Baseball pitchers are. It is, and it is one and only Jacob DeGrom. And he didn't even, I loved his comments afterwards. He's just talking about, if I can just put the ball wherever I want, I don't care if I'm hitting triple digits, like 97. Yeah. I'm cool with that. I mean, this dude's just got so many ways to beat you. He's not even at his best right now, but he just looks so damn unhittable. Like, if I'm a batter going into the box against Jacob DeGrom, I'm like, I feel like I've lost. Like, mentally, there's few guys in the game that have that against you, but he is a dominant, imposing, just mental warfare at its finest there, and DeGrom's got the stuff to back it up.
I like him taking something off it, too. Maybe that keeps him healthier for longer.
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway is just that, man, this guy might be good enough to make you just redo all your expectations for this baseball season.
Yeah, if he's going to be able to stick it out all season long and get you 25 starts or so, I mean, goodness gracious, dude. And I think right now you can get like at plus 3,000 odds him leading the league in punch outs. And he's just a punch out monster. If he starts 25 games, I think you're feeling great about that.
And Cy Young, like we were doing BetMGM yesterday, like the odds for that I thought were low. And then he's got like the fourth highest odds to win the American League Cy Young. Like, I think if he's able to get, he was 32 starts the two times that he won the Cy Young for the Mets. I think if you get at least 25 from him, he's going to be leading the majority of categories when it comes to whip, ERA, Ks. Like, I love the odds on that for DeGrom this year.
Perfect two innings through 31 pitches. He's scheduled to pitch again Thursday against San Francisco. The pitch count will probably rise 10 to 15 pitches, putting him in the 40 to 45 range. Morning news, Evan Grant here. He'll get an extra day of rest with a scheduled off day for the team and then probably will pitch in the final exhibition of the spring in Arlington against Kansas City March 25th. I would say that that would be worth going to as a fan. It's just anybody that's seen Jacob DeGrom pitch knows what I'm talking about. But you want to go check this out to help you set expectations and really to get jacked and excited
for what is to come. If the schedule holds, that would put him in the 75 pitch range going into the season, and then the Rangers will likely keep him close to that mark for a couple of early season starts. So could just be, you know, probably five inning max, maybe as the season gets underway with DeGrom. But that's what we want, you know, is just get this to the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need to do right now is make sure the team is good enough to make the playoffs and then deploy DeGrom twice a series and Evaldi in the other games. I mean, you got four of the seven, either Evaldi or DeGrom. If you can just get there, this could you know, potentially be a very, very exciting season. Okay, and the Stars got a win 4-1 against Vancouver yesterday after losing to Edmonton in overtime on Saturday. But you have Roope Hintz now. We're waiting for an update on him. He had to go to the hospital after getting hit in the face with a hockey puck.
Yeah. Getting a second opinion on that. The good thing is the Stars basically have the week off after what, you know, it was a nice swing back-to-back there with Vancouver.
Yeah.
It probably just going to have to wear a mask, I would assume, for Roope. Like, we've seen these guys get nailed in the face. They come back and play. But, gosh, I can't imagine a worse injury in-game than getting just blasted in the face with a frozen hockey puck.
Yeah.
That just sounds awful. I mean, luckily, I think it was right below, like, the eye.
Yeah.
So I don't think there was any damage to his vision, which is always what you would be scared about most.
Right. Yeah, it's man, I tell you what, though, these guys, and they just skate off like nothing happens.
Crazy.
You know, it's just going to just go to the bench, you know, go up the tunnel. I mean, it's just crazy how this all works. But, you know, the Stars the other night, though, I mean, this Western Canada swing for them, though, you know, pretty important because if you look at, you know, with Winnipeg on the horizon as well, I stuck with that game Saturday night, even though they got down big. I just like, I don't know, man.
They kept the hope alive.
They kept the hope alive, and you know, they got it. You know, they got within one with like 9 minutes going. They're going to find a way to win this damn thing. But you know, you got to give Edmonton some credit for the way they finished that out. But man, some really, really good chances, and it looks like the additions that they've made are kind of paying off in a big way for him.
Yeah, yeah, and you just hope for the best here with Hintz. I mean, 25 goals, 27 assists in 59 games this year. The Stars have lost five players to a facial injury this season. Hmm. Mason Marchment took over a month to come back from. A couple have taken just a couple of days, but obviously him heading back to Dallas for treatment is not a great omen. We'll hope for the best there. Yeah. Well, time break, though, as Wolchuk said, you have the rest of the week, and then you play Winnipeg on Friday, Sunday at Colorado, and then they'll get to be home for four games after that. NFL free agency is off and running. Jordan Lewis has gone to the Jags. Good for him. 3 years and $30 million. Ultimately, he's too good for the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw the numbers on that, it was like, okay, he's going to be now the highest paid nickel corner in NFL history. The Cowboys would not be touching that at all. And it also goes to show that some of the pre-free agency lists where they're putting the top 75
100, he wasn't on it. Yeah,
he was not on a lot of those lists.
Yeah. Well, the 2.4 average per year, like that.
That was
a lot
joke.
Of these have been proven to be, oh, these dudes are getting way more than that on the open market, which is what they talk about, like good players getting paid great money. But good for Jordan Lewis. He deserved a payday, man. He earned it. I just kind of wish he was going to a better situation than Jacksonville.
Hey, but big loss, though, for the Cowboys. Like, sure. It is now. You got one guy that you can really depend on right now.
But a leadership void, too. I mean, J. Lew is a big-time leader on that football team in the locker room as well.
He's part of your, you know, leadership crew. He was good against the run. He was healthy, which is something that I think what only Kalen Carson and Deron Bland could say right now. Are you two healthy corners?
Yeah.
Josh Butler's hurt. Trayvon Diggs is hurt. You got maybe you got to bring back Mukuwamu. So there's not a lot of great options out there. Obviously, you got to look at the draft. And they already did have to look at the draft, Brian. But maybe you got to double dip at corner now. Is that a double dip situation?
Yeah. To me, that's I was hopeful. There was a couple positions I was hopeful that they would be able to. And maybe when we get to like tier three, tier four, there might be some names. I mean, there's a lot of big money that's being thrown around on some of these guys that, you know, haven't really, there's some guys that haven't, saw this on Twitter, some guys that haven't played full seasons that are getting big, big paydays. So let's see where this thing shakes out in the next couple of days. And, you know, maybe there'll be a name or two there that you kind of like, but
Best name is probably Charvarius Ward.
And I was looking at his deal, and that's about $13.5 million right there.
And he was with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Before they traded him to get that guard from Kansas City that never played a down for him.
Yeah, him and like Byron Murphy, a couple of guys too, from Minnesota. That might be a guy that you might want to consider as well.
Mike Hilton is just another name as a nickel. Yeah. If you're trying to just replace Jordan Lewis at the nickel spot,
he's a physical dude, guy.
Probably more affordable, definitely more affordable than what Lewis got coming from the Bengals. He's a solid nickel.
I tell you what, though, this draft is kind of lining up, though. And I know it's draft, and you want to try and add some players if you can, but they will be able to. I think they'll be able to replace Jordan Lewis with some nickel players here and guys that can also play on the outside and play well. The guys who kick inside. I know this kid named Parrish from Kansas State.
I love Jacob Parrish.
Jacob Parrish is like a guy that could play on the outside. He could also play in the nickel. I mean, there's those kinds of guys, not just one. Even though Lewis played a little bit on the outside and was okay, it wasn't something he was doing all the time. You can get guys that can play both spots and play both spots well in this particular draft. So that part of it gives me a little bit of like, okay, this thing is not going to be, terrible. You hate losing Lewis, but there are players in this draft that can absolutely play on inside or outside and do it pretty well.
Yeah, and I think that's how they're going to fix it. I don't look at any of the free agents that are going to make a substantial amount of money. I think it might be tier three and tier four.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the thing was with the linebackers, I know Zach's talked about Greenlaw, and that's about $7 million is where that one was.
Yeah, which but I think
it's affordable fine. Deal, that's right? Very affordable
that's
deal
I'm,
right
I'm
there.
Holding out hope maybe Dre Greenlaw could be an option
hopeful,
for them. I think there's interest.
Very hopeful there on that, and you're absolutely right. I think what we've seen, though, early in free agency, there were some linebackers that got re-signed quickly by their own teams. We've talked about maybe not at the top of the board. I was talking to a team that said, hey, listen, we've got two linebackers in the top 75 on our board.
Wow.
And so now you're thinking, okay, why are these teams really quick at jumping and signing their linebackers? I think it's for that reason alone. They're at the top of the board, you're really kind of looking at a couple of guys there. When you look at Walker and Campbell as those top guys, maybe Swearinger from UCLA would be in that mix. But this is free agency. If you could have signed a guy or two, that would have been something that could have really helped you not having to draft guys. But there's third and fourth, fifth round guy linebackers here that are actually pretty good as well.
Okay, a lot of news is flying as we are inside this negotiating period now in the NFL. It's effectively kicked off NFL free agency. The Cowboys did bring back their long snapper, Trent Sieg, so congrats to him. Brandon Cook quote here from a Cowboys Twitter. He gave a quote to Josina Anderson this afternoon. Would love to play with the Cowboys. At the same time, they would have to use me right. I don't think they fully use me to my strengths. If he has significantly more to give and you could get the deal done, I wouldn't be opposed to bringing back Brandon Cooks here. You need a wide receiver too pretty bad right now, don't you, Brian?
Yeah, but the things he's asking to do is what they do with CeeDee Lamb. So if you want to say, okay, we're going to use you like, take things away from the CeeDee Lamb plate, then Brandon Cooks has got no spot here.
You can't use him opposite CeeDee Lamb and do some of the same things?
I think that when you talk about Lamb, he's more of a guy that plays on the slot, plays on the move. That's kind of where Brandon Cooks' game is. You think Brandon Cooks is a vertical player. He's really hasn't done very much the last couple of years.
They haven't used him as a vertical player.
I don't think that, but maybe your quarterback can't get him the ball as a vertical player. Maybe that's why they don't do it.
Wow, Brian's got his fastball working this afternoon. Josh Allen hitting $55 million, about 8-9% less than Dak. APY. I don't think that's going to win many Dak fans over.
No.
Did the Cowboys overpay for Dak? Is that what we found out here, Wolchuk?
Well, it sounds like it after the Josh Allen deal. Mm-hmm. It's like if Josh Allen's making 55 per, and hey, I mean, I'm not trying to watchdog what Dak got. Go get your money, bro. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that there's any debate on who's a better quarterback between the two. I mean, one just won an MVP. He's been to two conference championships. He's really won a lot of playoff games. He just struggles against guys like Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Those are the only two that he's lost to in the postseason. But it's like, man, a year later, and he comes in at $5 million less per year. That's a little bit shocking there. I mean, Shout out to Todd France. They did a hell of a job there working last year for Dak and that agent.
cap goes up 10%,
yeah,
you get 10% less. I mean, you know, maybe Josh Allen is just more willing to work with your guy, but man, I think that's tough to take. Is what kind of player does that represent, the difference in those two deals? And I don't think the Cowboys can say in any way that waiting till the end is doing them any favors, or that they're good negotiators at all. That's the definition of caving right there, Brian.
Yeah, no, that's a terrible look right now for your football team, that they were able to get that deal done and on a player of that caliber, when you start to talk about all the things that he's done and well worth the $55 million that they're going to pay him. But yeah, that's just a bad, bad look for your Dallas Cowboys. They have no one to blame but themselves on that. The player, he was looking for a number. He got the number. So that's on that front office for not getting it done at a price. They could have done it, got it done, you know, maybe years ago, and they chose not to do it. And there's always two ways. It's a two-way street here. But, you know, the Cowboys have now, agents have figured out is we can wait these guys out. We don't have to be proactive with them. We just don't, because they're going to end up giving us exactly what they want. And Todd France and his crew got exactly what they wanted.
I don't think they're really negotiating. I think they decide we need to have this player back because he's wearing 88, or because he's the great pass rusher, or he's a franchise quarterback. And then they just go up to the deadline and do whatever kind of a deal that the player is asking for.
Yeah.
You know, the agents got this thing sorted. You know, if the Cowboys don't want you, they're going to let you go fairly easily. It's time to look elsewhere. But if they say they want you, then you just keep asking for what you want. Mavericks are watchable. At least the highlights are watchable, okay? I didn't sit down to watch the entire game, but Najee Marshall is an event, okay? He had 34, 9, and 10 assists, coming off 29 and 17. The Mavs lost, thankfully, to Phoenix. They're just a game and a half up on them now for that 10th play-in spot. But that was kind of cool. I think Najee Marshall's a baller, and he's gonna show that here, as they only got 8 or 9 players for tonight's game. But another development is Dwight Powell had another collision, this time not with the ball, but with a teammate.
Yep.
And it appears it might take him out for a little bit.
Goodness gracious, man. The hits keep coming. They have like no players.
Could they have to forfeit a game?
That is on the table. I think there is a chance of that. And with all the apron stuff and the moves that they've made,
they've really
handicapped themselves in being able to bring on more players without dipping back over the apron. That's not something they want to do. They have like $50,000 to work with, basically. So they can't even sign another two-way, like 10-day contract.
That's $127,000, I think, that 10-day contract is.
So. But that was a must-lose game yesterday, and I'm glad they did it. A team like the Suns,
yes,
you got to let them leap you. We're in full on take the L mode.
It is, and two in a row with San Antonio here that could get interesting as well. I guess possibly winnable games if your guys make their threes. We'll see. G Bag today is coming up at 2:30. Well, Chuck, where are we going next?
All right, let's get into the Chuck Wagon. Is this a potential trend for college sports? And how about the deadline grade for your Dallas Stars?
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. This segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
Well, we're standing by for all the NFL news. It is official that the Eagles did lose Josh Sweat. We're waiting to find out who Elliott Shore Parks is going to say is better than Josh Sweat on the team. So this is not a big loss, but he's signing himself a nice deal with the Cardinals. 4 years, $76.4 million to go there. And we're waiting Aaron Rodgers' decision. Apparently the ball is in his court. Steelers have made an offer. Giants have made an offer. The Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, and maybe we're standing by for Minnesota, because I'm personally just holding out hope that he goes full Favre and he says, you know what, I'm following the same path, baby.
Yeah.
Jets, let's end the career in Minnesota.
Just don't go full Favre like after the playing days and end up in a fraudulent scheme.
We're
taking videos.
Never go full fraud or do the Croc deal.
Hopefully there was no sexting going on with the masseuses with the Jets.
Yes.
Croc shots.
You wanted to, you know, have full
that's right
parallels.
Man.
So it got weird.
Were you ever on the wrong side of one of those texts, Brian, from Brett?
No.
Never?
No.
Like an accidental late
night? We weren't oopsie.
Definitely wouldn't have narked on him, though.
We were, when I was there, my last year with him was in 95. Were we cell phoning it then?
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe a couple of us were.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
The brick with the antenna in it.
He was probably sending Kodaks. I think you needed a briefcase.
He was sending, like, writing boobs on the pagers, you know, just goofing around with my buddies.
Yeah. Dude, but if you're Aaron Rodgers, you've got to go to the Steelers, right? Unless the Giants are paying you so much more, why would that even be a choice if you're Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, the winning standpoint.
You want to go to Pittsburgh.
Better roster's Pittsburgh. But I guess maybe he's looking at it like, I've got a bunch of money invested in this area already. I don't know. I don't know where his brain's at.
He did buy that Jersey house that he's pretty proud of.
It would be painful, but I think as a competitor, you've got to go with the chance to win the Super Bowl, and that's much bigger in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and just like you're at the end, dude. Don't you want to do some level of competing for winning? Don't you want to look somewhat competent at the position? Or do you just want to go have another disaster for a few more million or because you just bought a home in New Jersey, as if you can't afford one in Pittsburgh, too.
That's true.
I guess he could.
Come on. It's not like it's that
He's
far
like, well,
away.
I bought one house. I can't buy another. Yes, you can.
After all the things he went through with the Jets, which he brought upon himself, you know, through the media and things like that, I'd get the hell out of there.
I would, too.
I'd be on my way to Pittsburgh in a heartbeat.
You're winning 10 games easy.
Don't want to deal with that media anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay, but the other way looking at it is in Pittsburgh, while you have a better chance to win, you're now dealing with a coach that's not going to put up with any of your BS.
In a conference, it's much harder to win, I would say.
The division, I was kind of thinking of the quarterbacks there.
And even in the playoffs. I mean, now we're going to go through a gauntlet where I don't think the Giants are even a playoff roster, but if they were to get there, the road to the Super Bowl, the NFC is easier than the AFC. If you think you can make that much of a difference. And I got a couple of texts. We didn't say the name Brett and then the last name together.
Nope.
So we were dancing around this thing. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm good. I'm good on
Thanks
owing
listening,
the rules are rules. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a trend here? So Steph Curry just landed a role with Davidson. He's going to be the assistant GM for their basketball team. And, you know, we just had Woj go to St. Bonaventure's. He's going to be a GM.
So he's going back to school.
So he's, I guess, you know, while playing, he's, I think this might be like a financial backing.
He's kind of
maybe he's going to have some say on like, hey, I can scout him up. I send me some tape. I'll watch him on the side. This yeah, might be a good guy
I'm
we
sure,
can offer.
I'm sure he's going to be scouting him up
on the flights. You don't think he's got a great scout's eye there, Steph Curry?
I don't think he will spend a single second of scouting anyone.
No?
It'll just be simply, hey, Steph, we like this player. Can you help put the bills and NIL stuff for
call
us?
Call him
thank
for
you.
Us.
Yeah. Hype him up
recruit.
A little bit.
But I think this is a trend that we're seeing now because James sure. Harden has also donated a bunch of money to Arizona State, but specifically to their NIL collective.
Right.
So this money is going to go straight to paying the players to come and play.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I mean, at least in the NBA, this is kind of kicking off. Is this now going to translate to other sports? We're going to see some NFLers get in on this?
It used to be you put your name on the side of a building. Now you just give them the money and let them go buy players is what you do.
If you're Pat Mahomes, hey, I'll pay for Texas Tech's quarterback every year.
Sure.
I got $10 million. Yeah. I just go ahead and tell me who you want. I got you.
But this is a little different, though, because this is Steph Curry working for the front office. I want that relationship more than just giving you money. I mean, you're making your own
now
money. Buy your own players.
You're at least kind of tied in. Yeah. Like, if you win, I'm getting a ring, too.
Yeah, I want a ring. I want, you know, some sort of maybe a role, you know. You know what I'm saying, Woolchuck?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. You want to have a presence. You want to be at the very least, what, a luminary?
Okay,
yeah.
And we'll send you a 3/4 zip sweater with you know, the Davidson logo on it, and you can wear that around.
If I want to show up,
we need your money, man. Could you just give us some money?
I need your money. I made you relevant for like 4 years, you know, and you ripped me off there. So I'm damn sure not working for you for free, you know.
Yeah,
I want to help.
You're asking him to Davidson to pay.
Oh yeah,
put him on the payroll.
That's what this is. I'm the assistant GM. I'm not paying you to go pay for players.
I think this is kind of their way of doing things without, I mean, is this the way they find
somebody
funnel money
tax
to the school?
Purposes from the 214? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
There's always a bigger purpose, I guess.
Not paying you.
Reason.
Take your 3/4 zip and go on.
You think this is a fancy way for Steph Curry to give the university money?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just announce a donation?
He
didn't want to put his name on the court or anything. He just says, here, take the money and go buy players.
I'm reading this story that Steph Curry is going to be the assistant GM of the Davidson basketball program and probably consult them on how to build a successful basketball team.
What? Who
find a good coach.
Did he help with the golf program somewhere? One of those
Steph?
Historically
Maybe.
Black schools. I think that
like an HBCU?
Yeah, I think he gave I want to say he gave Howard or somebody like that. He funds their golf program.
HU?
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
I was waiting for y'all to say you know, but then I was like, what am I doing?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
What am I doing?
Yeah. We don't know.
What do we have to say?
Howard University.
Okay. But Lucius, what do we have to say when you say something?
HU? You go, you know.
You know. Okay. There we go. It's like, you know, Ohio State.
Yeah, man. My sister went there.
IO.
Yeah.
There we go.
We got trade grades. Stars had the second best trade grade for the deadline. Only team ahead of them, the Colorado Avalanche, which could end up being the first round matchup.
Jeez.
The Avs really kind of rebuilt their team over the course of this entire first half of the season. I mean, they first traded Mikko Rantanen, and they got back a nice haul from Carolina. Carolina that trades him to the Stars. They get Logan Stankoven, but Avs got the A+, Stars got the A. Stars' approach to this year's deadline was an adjustment of their philosophies. Dallas built its core using the draft. Had traditionally been hesitant to part with draft capital, but that strategy has allowed the Stars to reach the conference finals the last 2 years. This more aggressive approach might lead to an even bigger prize, hoisting Lord Stanley's Cup.
I loved learning on the broadcast the other night that his nickname is Moose.
He looks like a moose, dude. I mean, at 6'4", with skates on, he is a giant human being.
Yeah.
That's a good nickname if you can get it. Derek Anderson, remember him, the old Panthers quarterback?
Yeah.
His nickname was the Moose from Scappoose because he's from Scappoose,
the Moose
Oregon.
From Scappoose. He's got one of the best post-game rants, too, and he was caught laughing on the sidelines.
That's good. It's time
laughing.
To go now into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
H-U.
What? What'd you say?
H-U.
You know.
I know.
All right, let's see here. Our winner and champ of G-Bag the Day so far is a man named Matthew Garside.
Garside.
He's a legend up there. What is that?
Sophomore player.
Is it Ithaca? Utica?
Schenectady.
Yeah. Union College, Division III. This man right here eats game winners for dinner, Matthew Garside. And he gets the student broadcasters pretty excited. In fact, they went viral for basically breaking the equipment when Garside gets in his bag.
Garside. Four. Up the court. Garside.
Puts it up for the win.
For the win.
Got hit with the lightning bolt there.
It still makes me think about that. I was driving to work today thinking about, man, that really does sound like the man got struck by lightning.
Yeah, I can't unhear it now. Incredible.
Someone to help him.
If you told me that was Marv in Home Alone, I'd be like, yeah, you're dang right it
is. Yeah, it sure is. All right, well, they got word that we were making fun of them for breaking the equipment every time Garside gets in his bag. But Matthew Garside did it again, a game winner, and this is how they took it.
Matthew Garside, if you've been on TikTok and
we haven't.
Maybe have some relations to Union College, I'm sure you've seen some of our announcing on those two buzzer beater shots that Garside was able to hit. Now they're leaving Garside right now.
Garside.
John Mack, he's going to be guarded by Alex Mesh.
Mesh.
But Garside wants this one. He shoots it early. And he makes it go. Matthew Garside.
I hated that one.
Yes, we neutered him, man.
That man is a legend up there, bro.
Yeah.
He's going to have a car lot and everything.
Yeah.
Garside Automotives.
Garlot.
Garlot.
Only a sophomore up there right now.
It's going to be a damn restaurant called Garside's.
Yeah. Ooh, Garside's. That sounds nice.
Garside's nice, man. Yeah.
He could have his own cigar lounge.
I could see that. I could see a whole franchise of different entertainment options. Garside.
I love how these dudes were repeating each other. Hold on, I gotta go back. I'm sorry.
Roden, Garside. Up the court. Garside.
Puts it up for the win.
For the win. Just repeating each other.
You guys kind of jealous one gets to do it, the other doesn't.
All right, let's see here. We got a D.C. bus driver.
All right.
Lays down the rules before a bus trip. I think they're going up to New York. Mm. Check this out.
I do that for y'all. My bathroom is clean. Don't go back there spraying like y'all wore in the lawn and the yard. Wipe up behind yourself. When the bus moves, you're going to go everywhere. Just do the best you can. Because I got to clean this junk, clean it up, and bring it back down to D.C., and I don't like cleaning up after grown people.
That's right.
I may stop on the way up there. It's like 35 people on here. You get left at one of these rest stops, it ain't on me. I don't care. I'm going to give you a time to get back on this bus. You miss it, I don't wait for French fries. So if you wait for French fries, it's going to cost you $115 to get up to New York because another bus will not come pick you up.
What else?
I said I don't feel like
a checklist.
I'm the number one driver.
Period.
We ain't got to worry about none of that. I ain't got to tell y'all where the safety X is at because ain't nothing happening.
Okay.
God got me.
Period.
Wow.
I ain't got to tell you where the safety X is at because God got me. Yeah. What else?
Number one driver. I think I'll take it. Hey, if you're going to be strict, you better be number one.
Come on, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Take that deal.
Attention to detail. Yesterday was a church day. Pray you got your blessing because there's a blessing out there for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes.
Yes.
All right, I got a combo pack for you. We have a pastor in prayer. Let's see what he's praying for.
We continue to grow spiritually, that you will continue to be the foundation that we build our lives, our marriages, our parenting, our hookups, our fears, depressions, our anxieties. You will help us build those on you. We love you. And we're going to sing now and take an offering, and I'm going to be quiet and get off the stage. Yeah. I love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Yeah. Chris, sing something.
Praying for our hookups.
Mixed up his confessionals in there. Long list. Oh, crap.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Another one right here. The pastor's wife is usually called the first lady in our church.
Okay.
This first lady right here, she takes a shot at men that wash dishes and kind of clean the house up a little bit. But yeah,
oh, I took like it
personal.
Message.
I took it personal there, Broadus. I seen you look up a little bit.
Not a little bit, a lot.
I cleaned that house today. I mean, this weekend, walking there, smell like pine salt.
Yeah.
Motivated the woman to start cleaning up that carpet of all her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I see the little spot your dog left there. Could you go ahead and get that carpet going? Anyway, this lady takes a shot at all the men's that cleans up.
I married a Hispanic, a Puerto Rican. I was going to help with the dishes. I started the first day we came back from our honeymoon. I thought I'm going to be a good husband. I started doing the dishes. And my wife said to me, and I quote, "What are you, gay?"
Oh, no.
So that's the one benefit, one of many, of marrying the outside of the white race. Amen. You're not expected to help with the housework. You're expected to not help with the housework.
Oh, my God.
She's outside of the white race.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, my gosh. All over the place.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
That thing went off the rails and stayed there.
All over the place.
He didn't even try to yank it back on. He was like, "No,
just
gonna take
this. I'm just going to run with this."
He just kept monster trucking over it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said when I first heard it.
That was a direct quote, by the way. I mean, we got to break this down piece by piece, but part of me really likes this if I'm walking into that in my kitchen.
You paraphrasing there,
I certainly am not.
No, that's what the words.
Let me prove that by never doing a dish the rest of my life.
And my wife said to me, and I quote, "What are you, gay?" So that's the one benefit, one of many, of marrying into the outside of the white race.
And the white race. And the white race.
Did you hear the ladies in there laugh? Like, ha, 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 ha.
One of the many.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Oh, Garside. My God.
Garside.
Oh, jeez.
It is time to vote for your G-bag of the day. Is it Garside makes it go? Did you guys say yesterday or Friday he's doing 11 points per game? Garside
like
is?
Eight
points per game?
But he's hitting nothing but game winners, bro. He's clutch when it needs to be clutch, dog.
Wow, that improves the legend even more.
He ain't even warmed up, bro.
No. He's just kind of like that cone all game long, not really doing anything. Hustling for loose balls, not coming up with it. Game time, dude. Where's Garside? The other team's leaving him alone.
Exactly right.
That's why.
He's a jump ball king. He's always grabbing on the ball. Jump ball again. Damn.
The first 47 minutes are just a decoy.
Jump ball.
It's Garside time.
They're mixing up Garside.
DC bus driver's the number one driver. The preacher was caught in prayer, and the first lady of the church asked the preacher if he's gay. And that's why he's doing dishes.
It's a loaded question, ma'am.
I'll go with Garside, Chief. I'm going to go with the dishes.
No.
Lucius.
Church combo, man.
Church combo. Wolchuk.
I'll go with the church combo.
Uh-oh.
Brian.
I'm going to let them vote this thing off. I'm going to go with the basketball.
Well, I think once it's comboed up, they're for both. So the church actually already won.
Did they?
Look, by my count, that's what happened right there, right? Yeah. Church combo by a score of 3-1 or the 2. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. Okay, where are we going next, guys?
We have Best of the Weekend. I got the best sports clips of the weekend featuring Luca and Juju, plus Tales from a Double Date Night with the Bully next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius, and thanks to everybody out there making us part of your day. It's time now for Chief to recap what just transpired over these last 48 hours. Here he is, Eric.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, I mean, yesterday, how about that? The rare March football Sunday.
Craziness.
I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, we're doing me and Wolchuk doing the BetMGM show, and it was just NFL news every couple of minutes. There's a new rumor or a new re-signing or a trade when it comes to the DK Metcalf stuff. Like, the NFL took over on a March Sunday, and it felt good. It felt right. The other thing that I saw, I think maybe the best thing I saw this weekend, did you guys see the clip of our guy with the Cowboys, DeMarvion Overshown?
No, what line dancing? Move it around nicely.
Carter's going to throw this thing up on the fan cam.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, because DeMarvion Overshown, who had a pretty catastrophic knee injury during the season, is now being seen at a wedding on the dance floor cutting a rug. I mean, and I don't see any type. Maybe he's got a sleeve on or something under his pants, but it looks like he's not being helped in any way. He's dancing around pretty nicely right there.
He's moving nice.
I would say that's encouraging in terms of his return date. Like, this is a dude that we've seen already have to come off a knee injury and just hit the ground running. So you know how dedicated he is to getting himself right. He is an unbelievable player. And, man, if he can make a bit of an earlier return in the season than we anticipated.
Big time.
That would be awesome. This is encouraging as heck, dude. Great moves, by the way.
So you felt like that. Didn't we see Deshaun Watson do some dancing for TikTok and then he got hurt again?
Well, we saw Dak doing it last offseason. He was moving around pretty nice.
And then he was in the boot. Yeah, and then he was in the boot. That's a good call. Maybe this is this a potential setback situation? Are we going to get some overshadow news?
Not. I hope not. I hope that line dancing isn't setting us back, you know, on our player. But yeah, he was moving around pretty good, though. That's good to see.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed seeing that. Now we have a couple of sports clips from the weekend. Do you want the Mavs being the butt of an SNL joke first, or do you want an announcer maybe putting their foot in their own mouth?
I want to go local.
Let's go local. SNL, this is another weekend update, and it is they have fake Kendrick Perkins at the desk, and they ask him the obvious question about our Luka.
Hey! Let's talk some NBA. So the craziest news of the season is the Dallas Mavericks took one of the league's best players, Luka Doncic, and traded him to the Lakers. Why did they do that?
Oh, now, there's a lot of questions about this here trade, but folks on the inside know Luka Doncic is hurt, okay? Now, I'm hearing rumors that he got a small tear in his anterior crustaceous uterus. I ain't no doctor, but by my estimations, I believe he gonna be dead by April.
Why would you say that?
Look, hey, I just be saying things, Michael. You know, Stephen A. Smith, he just got $100 million to go on ESPN every day and talk nothing but nonsense. And I want a piece of that, too.
So, a little bit morbid there, but that was pretty funny. Fake Kendrick Perkins bringing it strong on the Luka analysis.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe Nico caught a solid shot in there, you know, with the speculation that'll be out by May or whatever that was. That was a pretty good job.
Nico was just nodding along when he saw, like, dang right, watch what's about to happen.
Yeah.
He's like, see, he's doing
preach.
He's doing the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's snapping at the TV. Like, see, somebody knows.
There it is, boom.
Then you also had this moment here between USC and UCLA women's basketball.
Which was a really good game.
Yeah.
That center for UCLA, oh my gosh.
Hooper.
Yeah.
She's a problem.
Not Walton.
Alcindor?
Not Alcindor either.
Oh.
But Juju Watkins is one of the biggest stars in all of women's basketball, certainly at the collegiate level, and she plays for USC. And the announcer was just doing the, you know, the being a bit hyperbolic.
Yeah, hyperbolic.
Yeah,
no, you nailed it.
Hyperbolic with the analysis and the analogy.
Go ahead. You're doing a good job.
I think she kind of put her foot in her mouth.
Juju Watkins has caught the women's basketball world by storm. Certainly lit the world of Los Angeles on fire.
Oh, man.
That's what happened.
You got to be.
And we playing UCL. Come on, man.
I mean, it did coincide with the start of the conference season.
I was like all in the state there.
That's weed.
The producers are like, gosh, dang it. Did she do that? She didn't mean to do that.
I think that was Beth Mowins.
I thought it was Doris Burke for a second.
No, I think it's Beth Mowins. I think Mowins is the same.
She definitely has the Doris Burke accent.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Leading all the way into that.
Yeah.
But that was definitely just a good old fashioned blooper there. I don't believe that was in any way intentional.
Eesh.
But that was funny, though.
It was.
Now, Saturday night was filled with laughter for me and Waldschub because we got the opportunity to go to Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth. Shout out to John Brown, who's a big-time Tolo.
It's our dude right there.
He's a phenomenal comedian. And so he hollered at Waldschub earlier in the week. He's like, hey, I'm going to be – I think he was filming his special.
Yeah.
So he's putting his own special together. And so he was like, hey, why don't y'all come out and check it out? So we double dated with the wives, and he was –
pull you guys out of the crowd? You do one of those things?
He didn't do any crowd work on us. He did tell one guy to shut the bleep up. Yeah, he did.
I don't know what you said. Just shut the bleep up.
It was pretty good. But he was, I mean, 25 minutes of true belly laughter.
He crushed it.
He was great. I think he might have been even better than the headliner. But he was awesome. Shout out to John Brown. And I would like for... we'll go with Broadus. Broadus, why don't you read this for me, please? Read my shirt.
You ain't my real stepdad.
That's right. That's the shirt that we got. That's part of the John Brown. I can't wait to pull that and replay it forever.
Real stepdad.
That's part of one of his jokes there. We got the t-shirt. We had a great time.
Nobody loves
that. That means your mom is cheating? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's got a whole bit about this.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good one.
I get it a little bit there. Yeah. So you're the stepdad. So that means basically she was basically cheating with you. You broke up a marriage, and now she's cheating on you with somebody else.
That's certainly one perspective on it. I believe the joke is something along the lines of he never really knew his real dad, but he grew up with a stepdad that he would call dad basically because it was his dad that he really knew. And then his mom divorced him and got a new stepdad, and that guy tried to tell him what to do, and he was like, hey. You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my real stepdaddy. It's a pretty awesome joke and a great shirt.
Yeah.
100%
Nobody loves the free t-shirt more than you.
Oh.
There's nobody.
How long was I willing to wait there, Walt Chuck?
We were also talking to our buddy Head Richards, about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I was willing to wait even double that probably if I had to.
Had to take an Uber home by yourself, you would have got that t-shirt.
Yeah. There was no way I was leaving there without
you really
the
wanted
t-shirt.
The pink shirt, but they only had the black ones left.
Yeah, they did only have the black ones available. Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. I would say the comedy club date is one of the best dates.
Hell, it was an awesome time. And I had never been to the Fort Worth Hyenas. I'd only been to Dallas and Plano. Fort Worth is the best of the three.
Wow.
I don't know the last time I was at a comedy club. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, dude. If you're thinking about it's a date night deal, that's the move. And then we hit a
late
night sushi.
Until you get pulled out of the crowd.
Well, you just shut your mouth, and usually you're fine unless you're sitting so close and you look like
that's
somebody that's
terrifying,
on.
Though, when they pull you out of the crowd, though.
Has it happened to you?
It's been close. Like I felt like the spotlight thing was about to come down on me at that point. Like, okay, let's see which. And you know, they shine a spotlight on that person. And I was kind of thinking, man, they're going to get the big bald guy here. Is what they were going to do.
One close call has traumatized you from ever going again.
It's kind of like flying, Dawson. I just don't ever want to do it again.
Say no more. You know exactly what we were talking about.
By the way, saw an update over the weekend.
What?
On the turbulence. It's getting worse as time goes on.
Yeah.
Not good. The difference in temperature from that jet stream to the rest of the air is getting to be a bigger difference.
Yeah.
So over these next couple of decades, be ready for even more.
Yeah,
really? Is the takeaway.
Well, that's a perfect transition to our Flightmare weekend headline. That simply reads, An Air India flight from Chicago to Delhi had to turn around to make an emergency landing after just 5 hours because passengers clogged 11 out of the plane's 12 toilets with monster dumps.
11 out of the 12 clogged.
They were 5 hours into a flight. I mean, did everyone got hit with the bubble guts on this flight? What were they serving up on this flight?
Prunes.
I guess everybody said yes to
my
the prunes.
God.
So they had to turn around. You're 5 hours in the air, but they're like, I guess there's some sort of
law, you can't fly like without bathroom service.
Can't we just emergency land?
All the toilets are clogged.
Dude.
That's weird. Yeah. Was that a bad toilet paper? Probably wasn't.
Something happened.
Might have been a bad airline.
Something going on.
Something that we need to know.
Lucia said it was the prunes.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would take the cake. Worst flying experience ever.
Oh.
All righty.
No, I think it's worse when it's overflowing and then there's the.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the river downstream, flooding.
Down the aisles.
Right. Did you see the lady walking naked down the aisle the other day?
I did see that. That was ridiculous.
That was on a plane?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one stopped her either.
No one stopped
her. How long did she walk naked?
It was a few minutes,
like,
I think.
They said about 20 minutes.
She's walking up and down the flight naked.
Nobody stopped her for 20 whole minutes.
She started in the back of the plane, went to the front, came back, kind of walked around a little bit.
What would you do? Would you be the one to say something in that scenario?
I tried to get like a jacket to put around you, but they didn't stop her for 20 minutes. They probably liked what they seen.
People were just probably really
let
worried.
Let her go.
As long as she didn't go and try and open the door or anything like that.
Yeah.
I know we're late, but don't you think that a lot of these are just the edible cannabis? People are freaking out. I mean, they'll freak out on the ground. You know,
yeah, it's what happened to Dion Waiters. You get bit by the noid. You eat too many of those. You get up in the air, and all of a sudden things are happening that you could have never have imagined.
People, I think we need to raise more awareness about that at the airport. You know, if you're taking edibles, only take half a serving and give it 90 minutes.
Should it be a gate announcement? You think?
Don't take another one.
Yes.
Did you think it's not working? It's gonna work. Just trust
the process.
If you've taken a double serving and you think you're having a heart attack, you probably aren't. Just relax.
You folks with bags that are too big.
Oh, you gotta give him that hook.
You have to check those bags, but also check yourself. You're on too many mushrooms right now.
Yeah.
Kind of do something to dial that
it
back.
It can happen, okay? Just don't psych yourself out. NFL news today coming up next. DeWolchuk, where are you taking us?
Free agent frenzy. How is the rest of the NFL improving their teams? And would you be up for this reunion for the Cowboys? That's next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.